The Calling of the Grave by Simon Beckett.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Prologue. 1, 2, 8. The numbers of decay. That's the ratio by which all organisms, large and small, decompose. In air, in water, in soil. Provided it's the same climate, a submerged body will take twice as long to break down as one left on the surface. Underground, it will take 8 times as long. 1, 2, 8. It's a simple formula and an inescapable truth. The deeper something is buried, the longer it survives. Bury a body and you deprive it of the carrion-feeding insects that thrive on dead flesh. The microorganisms that would normally digest the soft tissues can't function without air, and the cooling insulation of dark earth further restricts the onset of decay. Biochemical reactions that would normally break down the cells themselves are slowed by the lower temperature. A process that would, under other circumstances, take days or weeks can last for months, years even, sometimes longer. Starved of light, air, and warmth, it's possible for a dead body to be preserved almost indefinitely. Cocooned in its cold burrow, it exists in near stasis, indifferent to the passing of seasons above. But cause and effect applies here as anywhere else. Just as in nature nothing is ever truly destroyed, so nothing is ever completely concealed. No matter how deeply buried, the dead can still make...